Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Spirit itself, or as most of your modern translations say, Himself, which is a good translation, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Let me read that again. Think about it. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, we gave you three R's, or ARAs, depending on what part of the country you're from, of becoming sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And now we're going to begin to get into number two some today. Anybody remember what those three R's are? We started out by saying recognize. And I told you the Lord got me up early in the morning and said, wrong. That's not number one, that's number two. Number one is respect or reverence the Holy Spirit. Number two is realize or recognize Him. And number three, you must respond to Him. These three words cover a lot of ground. Reverence, recognize, respond. And number one is really faith. You don't respect someone you don't even believe is there. Right? Right? So you see, it comes right back to faith. Why do you and I come in here and we pray? We lift up our voices and we sing. Who are we talking to? I'm not talking to you. You're not talking to me when we're worshiping God and we're praying and we're praising God and praise to Him. We must believe He's here. Amen. And we reverence His Word and we reverence His Spirit. Why? We believe He's here. We believe He's real. That's all by faith, isn't it? Yeah. And that is the beginning of understanding. It is the beginning of knowledge. It is the beginning of wisdom, the fear of the Lord. What does that mean? Well, the reverence and the respect. And we shouldn't, you know, be in a hurry to get past this, because this is the beginning of us getting knowledge and understanding and wisdom from Him. We must reverence Him and respect Him. When He starts talking, we should be quiet. Right? When He's doing something, we shouldn't be doing something else. When He deals with us, we should give Him time. We should give Him audience. We should give Him our full, undivided attention. There's been times when I've been in the office at different places and different times in my ministry, and somebody came in or somebody called, even people I would consider important people. But I didn't see them right then, because the Holy Ghost was talking to me. Amen. I didn't take the call right then, because he was dealing with me. Did you hear me? Amen. And He's more important than anybody else. Amen. Anybody. See, this is not real to us like it should be, because people just come in and interrupt people praying and interrupt them in times of devotion with their Bible. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's not real to them. We have room to grow in these areas, don't we? Amen. But if you want the Holy Ghost to be real to you and you want to be led by the Spirit, you must develop in this area of reverence and respect for Him. In Hebrews 11, why don't you turn there? I'll take just a few minutes, like I had extra time today. But we ought to have time to follow Him. Hebrews, you know, I said it for years till He corrected me. I'd get to talking about something and I'd say, well, now, you know, this is not my message, but... And I'd spend 30 minutes on it, you know. Well, this is not my message. But one day I remember it distinctly. The Lord spoke to me. I don't mean I heard a voice. But He said, son, if I say that's your message, that's your message. Amen. I said, yes, sir. Of course, that's right. So no matter what you have planned, you got to be open if you want to be led. Hebrews 11, are you there? Verse 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of what? Things what? When you walk with somebody by faith, you don't see them. If you and I are taking a trip together, and I said, well, you know, I went on a trip by faith with Mike. I said, what do you mean? He wasn't there. Oh, no, he was there. I could see him sitting beside me. But we went on a trip by faith with him. Well, no, you wasn't. You saw him. He was right there. But when we say that we walk with God, he is unseen. So we walk with him by faith. One of these days we'll see him. But not now. Not yet. And in the fifth verse, it says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. How did Enoch walk with God? How did he please God? That means he didn't see God. Right? No. And didn't feel God necessarily. How did it happen? No doubt Enoch had heard about his grandparents, Adam and Eve, and about how they used to walk with God in the afternoon and commune with God in the cool of the day. And they'd ask him questions and he'd answer them. And he got to thinking about that one and thought, well, now, I want to walk with God. Well, that's all past. You know, sin has messed everything up and this is the way it is now. Why can't I talk to God? I want to talk to God like Papa Adam did. Yeah, but that's all changed and that's passed away and you can't. See, the devil's always used the same junk, even then. But Enoch just refused to accept that. Amen. He said, well, I don't see you. And I know it ain't like when you were with Papa Adam and Mama Eve, but I know you are here. You made this place. You are here. You give me my next heartbeat and my next breath. So I'm just going to talk to you because I know you're here and I know you can hear me. And he started communing with God by faith. Well, now here's the great thing. If you believe in God and you take steps of faith toward him in faith, you draw near to him, you just put a law into motion. What happens after this? He will respond to you and begin to manifest himself to you. The feeling doesn't come first. The seeing doesn't come first. The faith comes first. So I don't know how long and how much he did, but he walked around out there in the woods or in the tent and he talked to God and he communed with God. And next thing you know, I don't know how long it went that way, but sufficient faith was released, sufficient drawing near for God to have a legal right to do something back to him. And he began to sense the presence of God. He thought, oh, glory to God. What have I stepped into here? Not only do I believe Jehovah's here, I sense him. So then he believes in him all the more, and he talks to him all the more, and he draws even closer, gives God a legal right, draw back closer to him, manifest himself even more powerful. He thought, oh, glory to God. God's all over me. He's so real. And then he began to be cognizant of God talking to him. Maybe it wasn't as real and as pronounced at first, but as the days went by and the weeks went by and the months went by, I mean, it was so real, God talking to him, just like human people. And he kept doing this. He kept reaching further and believing more and drawing closer. And God kept responding and kept responding until one day Enoch said, now, God, I know you've really been getting real to me, but I think I can see you. Am I looking at you? He said, yeah, you're at my house now. He said, I don't want to go back. He said, you don't have to go back. You just stay here with me. Faith translated him. Now see, people have missed this. They said, well, you know, God just saw fit to snatch him up. Read the verse. Read the verse. How was he translated? By the predetermined will of God. No. No, it didn't say that. What did it say? By faith, Enoch was translated. Enoch initiated this. Didn't happen overnight, but it happened. Somebody said, well, I'm going to believe to get translated. No, no, don't do that. Don't, no, uh-uh. That's escapism instead of evangelism. There's a lot of folk believing for Jesus to come back. Now, today, right now. Why? Because they owe money. They're hurting. They're in a bad way. Jesus, please come. Come before Friday at 5 o'clock. Please, you got to come before the first of the month. Please. Please come before the 15th. Well, no. You're missing the whole point. He's coming back for a glorious church. A church that has received. A church that has got its foot on the devil's neck. Amen. And is occupying till he comes. Church in authority. Church in victory. So don't be in a rush to go. Here's where the action is. Here's where the things happen that you get reward for. Don't be in a rush. I mean, you live to be over 100. It's nothing. It'll be here. It's gone like that. It's a vapor. Don't be in a rush to get out of here. Do a job down here. Focus. Believe God. Some of the guys that are already there, they're hollering for us. They think, oh man, they're in the action. They're on the front lines. Get after it, boys. Go. Do it. You ain't got much time. Go. Because soon enough, we'll be in glory. We'll be there soon enough. But right now, you and I are the latest generation that has ever lived. We're closest to the fulfillment of all things than anybody else has ever been. Oh, God could have had us born in the 1800s or 1700s or 1500s. He didn't. Now. Oh, learn to relish life. Learn to squeeze the goody out of every drop. Amen. Say it out loud. I'm going to live today. I'm going to live all day and all night. I'm going to enjoy my life. My life's going to mean a difference. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory. Being a child of God, having authority. Oh, we're in the thick of it. We're on the front line. Glory.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Witness of the Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102. That's R1102, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.